Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and talking about a really sensitive topic. We started yesterday talking about what it's like to have to bury one of your precious children. And we're talking with Wally Rendell about his wife Barbara's precious daughter Jill that unfortunately was in a van accident with Cincinnati Christian University men's and women's basketball team. Several years ago, she was 21 years of age and just won homecoming queen. And if you want to hear that, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today, a 14-minute program where Wally shared about Jill's precious life and just how people started to reach out and shared a little bit of observations. Because I know so many people listening, either one have been through that, or you're like me, you haven't, but you want to help. And Wally shared some things, just got started, so we're doing a second program about some observations over the years that he has learned during that time. And how long has it been? What year was it when Jill passed away,
Wally? 1993. Right, 1993. And, you know, she's our daughter's buried at Lexington Cemetery and in Section 50. We have a little plaque out there that we have set that stays there. It's just small, but it has on it, Greg, the word hope. So whenever we go out there, if anybody walks by, you know, or they're out in that area, they see her grave marker, there's that word hope. And every time that I go to Lexington Cemetery, and I walk back there like at Christmas to put up, you know, a wreath, these words come to mind. The Apostle Paul: we do not grieve as those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and that God will bring with Jesus all who have fallen asleep in Him. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ shall be raised. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be. And that scripture, I quote it when I go out there, because we do not grieve as those who have no hope. And I love your radio program about hope, because that's where we are. And I tell people when I have a committal service at the cemetery, you're standing on resurrection ground, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Because Jill is buried at Lexington Cemetery, awaiting the sound of the trumpet when she'll have her resurrection body. But anyway, God used this tragedy for a testimony. You know, the story of her death spread literally around the world. Ricky Martin told the story. I know Ricky Martin. He's a minister in the Philippines. He told the story about her life, death, and her burial to his congregation. 100 people were baptized into Christ at the end of that, when he told the story and gave the gospel invitation. It's amazing. I was sitting in my office then. This had been, I'm going to say, 3 months after this. Jill had been, you know, here. Well, 3 months later, here's a knock at my door in my office at church. It's a fellow who came from up in Bath County. Said he had heard the story about Jill. He had seen it on the TV, the news, and he couldn't get it off of his mind, and he knew that he needed to give his life to Christ. Would I baptize him? I mean, Greg, just out of nowhere, he came.
From Owensville, Kentucky, Bath County.
Yeah, and I baptized him into Christ, and then he enrolled in a college to study for ministry. There was another fellow, Chad, from down in Louisville, who walked with the Lord, but he had wandered away from the Lord. And he knew Jill, and this had such an impact on his life that he rededicated his life to the Lord and got his life straightened out. So my point is this, that God uses tragedy for a testimony. So don't, you know, you may be going through something, but God can speak to others through that. Then I thought about the local church. Had it not been for the local church, and I'm talking about our congregation, loving us, caring for us, being there for us. And, you know, I just speak to those of you who are going through pain and suffering, trouble, I don't care who you are. You need to be in church And I'm not talking about once every 5 weeks. I'm talking about, Greg, you need to be there on a regular basis. And not only be there, but be involved. And so that you can minister to others. And I'll guarantee you there's going to come a time when you're going to be on the end where you're going to need some ministry. And you're going to have that local church. And boy, how the church stood there, because the church, Greg, is the body of Christ. It is the bride of Christ. It is the household of God on earth. And if you're listening to me today and you're not in a local church, you find you a Bible teaching, preaching church. And I want you to go this Sunday, and you keep going. And if you're not a Christian, you find Christ. Okay. Well, go ahead.
Well, and you know, the question I got to ask you though, Wally, and you know, I know you've dealt with this, you know, people ask why. I mean, did you and Barbara ask why? You know, why us? Why did we lose our precious daughter?
Yeah, you know, but I tell you, no, we didn't dwell on us. I tell you, you just can't. Because, you know, why not us? Because we're not exempt. You know what, if, you know, okay, if you become a Christian, you'll never have cancer, you'll never get sick, you'll never bury a child, then everybody would want to be Christians to escape trouble. Well, you know, that's not the way it works. I mean, God had one son, he was a preacher, and he lived a sinless life, and where did he end up? On a cross. And so why not us? You know, you can grow angry, bitter, resentful, as if, you know, dealt a raw deal. But why not us? Life is no fairy tale. We are only, where only good thing happens to Christians, and we live happily ever after. Excuse me, I was reading a little bit of my sermon right there. But, you know, why not us? Pain is inevitable. Misery is optional. And we just cannot afford to grow angry and bitter. And some people are there. And I'd say, Greg, that there's some people listening to me right now. But I tell you, you're never going to get to where God wants you to be until you turn loose of that bitterness and that anger and let God's grace and mercy minister to you. Very, very important, don't you think, Greg?
Oh, so much, man, so much. As Joyce Meyer says, you either become bitter or better, but you can't be both.
Yeah, that's right. And Billy Graham said, you know, the same sun that shines, you know, that hardens the clay melts the wax. And so when you go through troubles and trials, you're either going to get hardened or it can melt you, and where you can become, you know, maybe the person that God wants you to be. So rather than questioning God and asking why, we focused on how. How are we going to get through this? How are we going to move on with our lives and live and minister in such a way as to bring Him glory? How are we going to let God use this experience to help others? So, good therapy for us, and I think for anybody is, you've got to get involved. You got to go back to work. You got to refuse to withdraw. And so that's exactly what we did. Spent some time, you know, not ministering and not preaching, but it wasn't long. After 2 or 3 years, I was back in the pulpit. Barbara resumed her work as executive director for the foundation at Lexington Christian Academy. Our daughter Jody, she was back in college getting her degree in physical therapy. And our son Bart was on staff at Crossroads Christian. And so it was good therapy for us, Greg, just to dive back in and go to work. And that is some of the greatest therapy that you can imagine.
Well, I think half the battle in life, Wally, is just showing up, isn't it? I mean, you know, you don't feel good. It hurts. Even through the tears and heartache, if you just show up, God meets us
there. Playing hurt. Wayne Smith's sermon, playing hurt. And you can't sit around and just, you know, with your hurts, you got to go on and get up and get going, and God uses that in a redemptive way.
One of the things I love that you talked about in this message that you've shared about your precious daughter Jill's life is, you don't preach fairy tales, because the Christian life is not a fairy tale, is it, Wally?
No. That's exactly right. We don't preach fairy tales. Dan Inan was a great professor up at Cincinnati Christian. His wife of 60 years passed away. And somebody was consoling him one time and saying, you know, I know that you're going to, how much you're going to miss her. You all were together for 60 years. He was standing there by our casket. And so he was very gracious in saying, yes, I'm going to miss her. But all is well. I haven't been preaching fairy tales for 60 years. And that's with us, Greg. We are not preaching fairy tales. That, you know, our hope is in Christ. And may I share with you a poem that Jill wrote when she was in middle school at Lexington Christian Academy. And every year since her passing at Easter, I have quoted this poem. Easter is the time of year when people come from far and near and every part and all directions to celebrate Christ's resurrection. Resurrection is the name of the deed that gained the fame when Christ the King was crucified, then 3 days later made alive. She wrote that when she was in middle school at Lexington Christian Academy. And I've got that original poem in her handwriting at home. And so I quote that. Have quoted that, and if I get to preach this Easter somewhere, I'll guarantee you, I'll begin my message with that poem.
Well, it is so powerful, 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 and, you know, I've heard Rick Warren say one time, God never wastes a hurt, and I'm so glad to just see how you and Barbara, I know, have ministered through hundreds of others through this hurt that of losing
right.
Jill.
Right. Exactly. And so her life has touched so many, many people. We established a scholarship at Lexington Christian University, and it has a couple $100,000 in it. And what happens is they use the interest off of that money to provide scholarships for other students. And, you know, I baptized Jill into Christ when she was 8 years old. Her faith was genuine. She loved Jesus. She loved life to the fullest, to His honor and glory. And when I stand at her grave in Section 50 Lexington Cemetery, I cannot help but think I'm standing on resurrection ground, and that is no fairy tale.
Amen and amen. While we got about a minute left, could you just pray for those who maybe have lost a child and just, you know, are struggling, and just pray for some hope for them, please?
Yeah, Father God, I thank you, Lord. Oh, it's difficult, I tell you, to lose anybody. To lose a spouse, a loved one, a mom, a dad, a brother, sister, Lord. But when we bury our children, Lord, it's not easy. Oh, Lord, and I pray for those who have lost children. I just pray that, Father God, you'll help them to get through their grief. And give them comfort, Father God, that can only come through your word, through the Holy Spirit. When we determine that I'm going to rejoice always, I am going to be constant in prayer, and Father, by your grace and goodness, I'm going to give thanks in all of the circumstances of my life, be they good or bad, because I know that is your will for me in Christ Jesus, and I pray in his name, and amen.
Amen. Wally Rendell's been with us this week, just sharing about his wonderful, precious daughter, Jill, that was called home to heaven at the age of 21. If you missed any of this, or you want to share this with somebody else that's lost a child the past 2 days, you just shared a powerful, powerful message of hope about what he and his wonderful wife, Barbara, have learned and how they've tried to help others. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. For Wally Rendell, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Join Sunrise Children's Services Saturday, February 9th for a power-punched evening with boxing great George Foreman to celebrate Sunrise's 150th anniversary. Called Fighting for Hope, this evening is sure to inspire and encourage as George shares his testimony of failures and successes. For more information about Sunrise Children's Services and Fighting for Hope, go online to sunrise.org. That's sunrise.org or call 800-456-1386.